Good day, everyone. This is your Power and Energy Guru, Professor Valli Padiyachi, here once again. Today, I want to very briefly explain what are the challenges that can prevent municipalities from fully benefiting from the virtual wheeling framework. Virtual electricity wheeling allows ESCOM, municipalities, and other buyers to access renewable energy from diverse generators using existing electricity grids. However, several challenges can prevent municipalities from benefiting fully. Challenge number one, debt to ESCOM. Municipalities with outstanding payments to ESCOM for electricity cannot participate in virtual wheeling via the ESCOM-owned grid. This may prevent even innocent buyers from accessing clean energy if their municipality owes money, highlighting the need for ESCOM to be paid for its services. Challenge number two, regulatory restrictions. Compliance with specific regulations is necessary for municipalities to engage in virtual wheeling. Failure to meet this criteria can lead to exclusion. Challenge number three, lack of infrastructure. Many municipalities lack the essential infrastructure such as advanced metering and billing systems required for effective and efficient virtual wheeling. Without these capabilities, tracking and billing for energy usage becomes virtually impossible. Challenge number four, technical challenges. Integrating with ESCOM systems poses or may pose technical hurdles for municipalities. Without the necessary connections and a resilient grid, they may miss out on the advantages of virtual wheeling. Challenge number five, financial constraints. Setting up virtual wheeling infrastructure can be financially daunting, particularly for smaller municipalities with limited budgets. This financial burden can deter participation. In conclusion, whilst virtual wheeling offers significant opportunities for renewable energy integration, municipalities with debt, insufficient infrastructure, regulatory challenges, and financial constraints may not fully benefit. It's essential for the framework to consider all stakeholders to ensure an equitable transition from a South African incorporated perspective.